Welcome to Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes, the podcast about anything and everything. This is RG at RG Flores on Twitter.
This is Josias at 4, the villain on Twitter. What's up, guys? What's up, RG? How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Joe?
We'll discuss that some other time.
For another time.
Yeah.
All right, we're back again. We actually came across a cool topic. We can just deep dive in rabbit hole.
Yeah, and it's not even necessarily going to deep dive. This is still a practice throwaway episode, so we're not forced to do anything. It's just us getting out of our system. Like, okay, let's find the right pace. Let's find the timing. Let's see how we work well together, which we work well together anyways.
But. Yeah, and this one was helped us out was our new executive producer, Victoria.
Oh, my God.
How do you feel about Victoria?
The truth, jerk, asshole.
Oh, okay, so we feel the same. That's awesome.
Oh, terrible person.
She's great.
Loud, yells at you all.
Loud, very loud, but she gets the job done, and she's an intern, so she works for free, so that's great.
Oh, yeah, okay. Then in that case, she gets a raise.
Cool. So Victoria helped us come up with this topic. We came across a list of which common phrases immediately make you suspicious of someone.
Okay.
Do you have a list.
Yeah, I do. I think yours is more, you have more than I do.
So this inspires us to come up with our own list and see, you know.
Just like a random topic, and it's like, we need a throw episode. Okay, guys, the way we've been working is really tough on both of us. And this is kind of behind the scenes a little bit. Like, RG and I keep coming up with ideas, and it's like, this is a good throwaway episode. And then I'm like, no, Dick, like, that's imagine where we can go. And then both of us, right, keep coming up with ideas where it's like, no, we need to save that.
It's hard finding stuff that's not gold.
kind of. Yeah. I mean, the last 2, 3, 4 are good.
Okay. Yeah, I think so. There's going to be great stuff coming up, but I thought this would be a fun one for us to continue just working on our stuff and you guys get something fun to listen
to. Refining it, getting it down.
Refining. Kind of, I guess. Yes, we're going to polish this.
Okay, you have more than me, so this one is going to be a one more time topic?
Yeah. So I'll start off with one and you just want to jump in and just go back and forth and see where that leads.
Sweet. Let's rock and roll.
Cool. First one, the common phrase is that when people tell me this, I become suspicious goes, hey, RG, trust me.
That actually made my list.
To trust me. It's just one of those things when people tell you trust me. I'm like, if you have to tell me to trust you, pretty much means I don't trust
you. That's number one on my list, dude.
That is awesome.
So, okay, dude. Let's see. Mine would be... Okay, first one I'm going to go is... I don't mean to be rude, but...
Like, that means everything's okay. You can say that before anything and you'll be fine.
There you supposedly, go.
I'm like, excuse me. I don't mean to... I hope this doesn't insult you, but...
Okay, cool. Agreed. Go for it, man. What's your next one?
Oh, the great one is when somebody tells you, I'm losing money on the deal.
Oh, good one, dude.
Because you're thinking, then why are you doing it?
Interesting. I wrote... Okay, perfect. Actually, mine were weird, too. I thought mine were weird. Same type of deal, but I wrote several ones. I always give, like, slashes. So mine would be, let me see what I can do for you. I'm really not supposed to do this, but... I was thinking car dealership. Asshole.
Oh, the car dealership sucks. That was when I got our last car. I feel worse. That drained feeling.
We can deep dive
car buy.
Yeah, I mean, serious shit though. And it's relatable.
Hit our car dealership. Which experience. I've had some good ones.
The time suck that it is.
I want to write this down, Joe, right now.
All right, no, go for it, dude. Please do. Okay, but yeah, we have been through it, and we're not the only ones. Like, listeners, like, you guys have been through it. It's a time suck.
Yeah.
And good experiences. You can have all the coffee you want, but at the same time, the waiting is
complimentary coffee. You're paying for that coffee.
You really are, dude.
So if anybody has anything to add to it, just throw it up, and we're going to do an episode hopefully soon, because apparently we have a lot to say about it.
Oh, God, the blitz I went through, dude. Like, I was working. I've had a busy week anyways, but I was jotting down notebook to notebook, and I have a Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes notebook.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, my God. Like,
I wanted
to start just jotting stuff down and writing galore, but we'll save that for the actual episode.
Yeah.
All right, man, what's your next one?
Oh, this is a great one, too. When somebody tells you, come on, we're family.
Oh, fuck me, dude.
That pretty much says, go against your instincts and just go blindly into something.
How much does your family fuck you over? I mean, that sounds terrible, but I love you guys. You guys don't listen anyways.
I love my family, but at that point, it's like you're telling me to go against my instincts and just, you know, and sadly, you know your family, so you're going to make a wise decision because you know that family member.
Should family fucking do that to you, though?
They do. They shouldn't. Don't play that card. That card's a jacked up card to play because you're a lot of people, like, I care about my family. I know you care. So you don't like that? For them. Yeah, but don't play that card.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
That's like, a rude card to play.
I'm down with that one.
Though. Your turn.
Okay, I would have to go next one for me. Oh, I've done this many times before, which is kind of like the trust me thing, too. Like, just because, and I don't trust you.
But
like,
are you good at it?
Yeah, I know. Right? Like, how many times have you failed and you still need help to do it? Like, it's a stupid saying or phrase, but yeah, that's mine, dude.
Okay, so my next one is, Josiah said it's okay.
That's not on your list.
I'm just kidding. No, it is on my list, but I'm going to cross that one off.
But
this is another one. Okay, this is my real one.
Thank you, guys.
Best one. Oh, they're all. I keep saying best one before each one. The best one. They're all best. The best is being bester. Oh, here's one. Next one. What could go wrong? Ooh. And the answer is everything. You could die. That's
You know what?
What could go wrong? Don't ask because it will.
That should have made my list. It didn't, but that's a great one. I will back you up. Let me see. Oh my God. Let's see. I'll give one from Victoria. Was kind of, I got my whole one from her. It's like my intentions weren't to fill in the blank. Hers was no offense, but.
No, oh, no, you're offending me. So just, we must take it. I'm about to offend you.
Yeah, that's exactly what it fucking is. Unfortunately, I mean, that's what it is. All right, man. I believe that's it. Do you have any more?
I got a couple more. Let me just go quick. Kind of goes with the first one. What could go wrong? What's the worst thing that can happen?
Yeah.
Which again is you could die.
Yeah.
Other one, it's only money. Yeah, when it's not their money.
You're
usually people that are trying to get money from you say it's only money. Well, guess what? Yeah, because it's not your money. You know to me, it is money.
Totally fucking agreed on that. Yeah, dude.
And I'm going to end my list with get in the van.
Idiot. I don't even know what that means. But that's
really nothing. It's when you pull up, you get in the van. No, I'm just not getting the van.
Oh my God, there's certain friends I could and trust, but at the same time, I was like, no, you know what, dude? Oh, I got it. Ooh, look at the time. Gotta go. Smoke bombs. Poof, gone. There goes the side.
All right, so let's. I'm gonna now
get the actual list.
Yeah, so now that we've done ours, we're gonna go through the list and see if we made the list and, what are the cool other stuff
coming? And Victoria could have broken it down a little bit more, but like, we needed a little bit of help.
She's an intern. No, Victoria, you're great. Victoria, don't leave.
Yeah.
All right, so let's start top 25.
Yeah, let's do top 25. All right,
let's do 25. Let's end number 25. I'm here for it.
I'm here for it. That's what I'm here for.
I don't know. Oh,
I'm here for it.
Our intern warned us some of these are millennial. Oh no.
Actually, that's a good point.
So some of we might not get. Some of you too. If you do understand this one, please. Comment on it. Yeah, let us know what these mean, because I'm not old.
We're not millennials. Like, you kind of are in that.
I'm on the borderline, but some of this is more, I guess, more common socially now, and I'm not that
social. I'm here for it. I would sound like a pervert if I were to say that.
All right.
But, I mean, come on.
Well, a lot of things. All right, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead. Continue. 24.
Well, this may be you, because just in working other job with the younger people, maybe you'll come across this one. I'm just going to go through and let me know if any of these come up or you want
to... Okay, and then we can deep dive.
Yeah, let me know if any of these you want to deep dive. 24, ooh la la. I'm okay with it.
Who the fuck says that?
Back in my single days, if she was attractive, ooh la la, like, ooh, French.
Oh my God. With a younger crowd, again, I would sound like creepy guys.
Okay, younger guys, ooh la la, okay.
Imagine Josiah saying this.
Ooh la la.
Or, I'm here for it. Like,
I'm here for it. Here for what?
Oh, you know, it.
Like, I know what? It? No, I'm not here for any of that.
Okay, go.
Okay, number 23. I'm dead. Dying. I don't forget.
Okay.
Let me know. Maybe we'll bounce back.
Maybe Victoria. Maybe we'll bounce back.
Oh, this intern. Okay.
Go for
number 22.
Wait, what do you got?
Did I skip it? No. Okay, 22. Intern. 20, okay. Sorry, our intern. Hear me out.
Which is the same thing kind of we both.
Yeah, because your instincts have jumped in where you're like,
do you want my
this is stupid.
Opinion.
I do not want a part of this. And they're like, hear me out. No, you're telling me to go against my instincts. It's more like telling me to go against my instincts. So.
Yeah, agreed. Okay, but we phrased it differently, I think, on our list. But I would back that one up, dude. Like, fuck you. No, not going to happen.
Number 21. The truth is, I'm like, why didn't you tell me from the beginning? It feels like you've been caught or you're like, okay, here's the truth. But at the same time, I still don't believe you.
Agreed. this is the truth. But then again, people's, I guess, that's interpretations of the truth.
But a lot of you sound like people are trying to get your money.
You know what?
Yeah. The truth is, Joe, I really need that money.
And the truth is, I'm not supposed to be doing this for you, but I can save you a buck here if you buy this all package deal. Okay, yeah.
The truth is, I'm losing money on the deal.
Yeah, bullshit. Yeah, yeah. True that. So, okay. Agreed.
Number 20. Believe me.
Idiot.
And that's another one that goes to the fact that it goes with my instincts.
Like, sales. Again, man, yeah.
Believe me, I might lose my job if I give you this deal. It's so great, I hope my boss doesn't find out.
Idiot. Okay, that's exactly. Wow. Okay.
It's so hard.
Let's have to swindle people.
Yeah. Oh my God, this one. I hate. I'm a Lakers fan.
Oh, because fucking. LeBron,
but I hate. No, no. This guy.
Because
no.
I'm still no Laker fan.
If any Laker fan back since the Van Exel days. Anyways.
Go ahead.
I hate this guy. If anybody knows this one, you'll know who this guy is. Stay in your lane.
Idiot.
Which is such a douchebag kind of like thing to say.
Who would.
You know who?
Yeah, but who, I'm thinking like, who would say that like.
And some like some punk life? Kid, well, somebody just douchebag. No offense to douchebag, but you know.
Okay, stay in your lane. Yeah.
Okay.
What else you got?
18. You should understand that it's kind of condescending. At that point, it's like you think you're being you think you're smart, probably not.
Okay, that's just you being a douchebag again.
Yeah, more it's a douchebag or car dealerships. Number 17. Hit me up. It feels like...
Is that a thing?
It feels, for me, it's like kind of empty. It's like somebody's hit me up. They don't really want you to hit me up. It's kind of like, hey, let's do lunch. Do you ever really do lunch? I mean, I don't. Do you do lunch?
I don't see anybody anymore, really.
This is hit me up. Like, sure, I'll hit you up. And
Toria
then,
said I say that all the time.
Hit me
up. Hit me up because I'm going to toss out smoke bombs around you and I'm going to disappear on you?
We'll have to talk to you.
Oh my gosh, she's
the
getting
intern
fired,
executive dude. And executive producer.
Okay, but millennial list kind of.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Car dealership assets.
Yeah, that's stuff I say to try to sound cool. Number 16.
Go for it.
Bro, the struggle is real.
Idiot.
It's kind of douchey a little bit. Like,
who
a little
the fuck
these?
Says that?
Douchebag. Gangsta hip hop? I don't know. That is so not
idiot. You know what? Now thinking about it, I have said the struggle is real before.
Yeah. Oh, when they forget your fries and your McDonald's, like, yo, bro, the struggle's real, yo.
And I don't want to drive back to McDonald's because it was like a 2 mile
I just got home, put my pajamas
struggle
on.
Real, struggle's real. You
forgot my fries, don't want
to
go back.
When it's more relatable to me, which is like if people.
I think you say it as a joke. You never say it like meaningfully.
Nah. Well, you sound like a douchebag completely.
I think you say more as a joke. Like, oh no, I'm mad at my mineral water. The struggle's real.
For me? Yeah. Like when people are bitching about like, oh my gosh, I'm busy doing so many things or I'm not getting enough sleep. It's like, how many hours did you get last night? Got to go a whole 9 hours. Oh, bitch. Yeah, the struggle was real.
Or, like, sure. Oh, dude, you don't understand. I have to go to Comic-Con for the weekend. Oh, the struggle's real.
You know, those assholes. Yeah, fuck. Yeah, that happens.
All right, number 15. I'm not about that.
Idiot.
That's very like a douchebag, like a-hole. Like, you're pretty much trying to downplay whatever you care about.
Yeah.
Or maybe you have to say.
I've never said that before, but I've heard
but
that.
But I've heard that. I don't know. It just sounds like another empty, shallow kind of
agreed.
Like.
Agreed.
I don't think any substance. I don't know. 14. I'm going to say the way you probably hear it. I can't even.
You did not. That made the list?
Did I tell you that earlier?
Oh my god.
Joe, you can't even, Joe?
Okay, let's deep dive this one real quick, dude.
Go for
millennialist. Okay, now let me deep dive this. And I need your help on this one.
Okay.
I'm 37, I'm going to be 38 in October, guys.
Yeah.
I'm not of this world.
I can't even.
Where that line, when I hear it from people, it just fucking kills me. Like, whoever says it, guy or woman, stop fucking saying it. It's one of those things where just shut the fuck up. It irks me. Like with misspelling words, mispronunciation of words, anything. It pisses me the fuck off. Like I want to strangle you or kick you in the nuts and stone cold Steve Stunner you. Like
ground and pound guy.
Yeah.
ground and pound you.
Another one would be fuck me. Shit.
Right, we'll go to the next one. Let me know if it jumps back in your mind.
Any millennials, though? Any millennial things kill you?
I don't think so. I mean, I get it, but I just kind of let it fly by because I just think it's funny.
Oh, my God.
Okay, number 13. I'm going to try to say all these as I would think you would hear them.
Hipster.
Am I right?
Idiot.
But it's one of like, it's like, you don't really want to ask kind of like a, like, am I, like you say something like, okay, yeah, I don't know if you're right or wrong, but
do you
like,
need affirmation that you're fucking right on something?
Like, yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Now, but I do say, right? No fucking.
Right, but am I right? I don't know.
Yeah.
I just picture a certain person saying that.
Yeah, totally. The millennials.
Well, here we go, Joe. Number 12.
I love how you're cracking up on these.
Netflix and chill. Are people still Netflixing and chilling?
I don't Netflix and or chill, so I don't know.
Hulu and chill?
I used to VHS and chill.
I used to be like, yeah, watch the... VHS.
I mean, why don't I don't know what...
Betamax and chill. I'm just kidding. I was too young for that.
Netflix and chill doesn't piss me off, though. Oh, but like,
and chill.
Because I would DVD be like, chill. We can chill without the Netflix. Dude. But that's the stupid line.
Like, when she walked up there, I don't...
Because now I would sound like a douchebag.
The guy didn't even have Netflix.
Either way, I would sound like a douchebag. All right, go for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, a lot of these make you sound like a douchebag.
Everything on the list, right? Now, imagine if I were to say these, and if people know me, it's like, yeah.
And this one...
I would smack you every day if you were to say these. So like, RG, do not be that guy.
You're my boy. You're better than this. I don't know if you can chill. I like Netflix and fall asleep.
Oh, nice, dude.
Okay, so... just pass out wherever.
Which you got, man.
All right, number 11. Am I the type of person who... Technically, you are that kind of person. That's what you have to say.
If
you
weren't that affirmation thing. Yeah,
if you didn't have to be that, if you didn't, you weren't that person, you wouldn't have to say it.
Would I be the type of person to? You know what? It means you're full of shit. It's like, yeah, you're so fake. You have to reaffirm yourself that I'm not this person. Nah, bitch, you're that fucking person. So does that sound like a dick for me? Anyway, yeah. God.
Number 10.
What you got?
I literally can't.
I hate people, millennials.
You can't do what?
God damn it. Shoot me. And you know what? Victoria did warn us it was a millennialist.
Yeah, she did. She's like, are you guys sure you want to do this? It's pretty millennial. I literally can't, but you go through it. Do you have a lot of, I literally can't, we're like, sorry, that show is sold out. I literally can't right now.
You know what, dude? You're right. Working the second job, I've caught the whole, and I've told you millennial bullshit. So the whole one earlier was the whole, okay, I can't even.
Mm-hmm.
This one is what again?
I literally can't.
And the one that pisses me off is when what people do, millennial kids do. So, bye.
Oh, I did that
fuck
one.
My fucking world. Bye. Fuck my life. I hate you fucking people with a fucking passion.
So don't bye, George.
Oh, ever. Don't I will fucking sucker punch you and just fucking get you in a neck choke and...
Because ground and pound. Pretty. So if you... bye... Josiah, he will ground and pound you.
Which you got?
He's like, this podcast is over. Stop saying that.
Oh, you got him so pissed. I'm ready. This is all pissed.
He's so pissed. I don't know this one. Hopefully our executive producer can explain this one to us or somebody or listener.
Listen, we don't know the age audience of our listeners yet, although if it's from what's coming over, it's all over the place still.
Yeah, so let me know if you can explain it to us. Ping me.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know. Isn't it like a golf term? I have no idea. I understand like ping is like...
Imagine if I were to say that to a woman. Again, all these. If
she'd be like, you pervert. No.
What it means is ping. Anyway, I don't know. Anyways, go ahead.
And this one, I think, is that when they're upset and they're trying to piss you off. Because you know something? They're trying to get you pissed off.
Yeah.
I'm gonna, like I said, I'm trying to say all these as they would sound. If we're being honest... That one.
Oh, God.
Because that's telling you they're about to piss you off.
Okay.
Because I think they feel as a defense. Like, oh, okay, if we're being honest. At that point, you said something they didn't like, so they're about to hit you back with something.
Okay, true. Now, here's the fine line, which is my deep dive on myself, is a lot of people know, okay, again, deep dive on myself, but during on top of the same thing is if you want my honest opinion. Now, a lot of people... Again, have friends that will be like, just kiss your ass, like, okay, yeah, you're right in this situation. And it's like a lot of people will come to me where it's like, I don't know what to do. If you really want an honest opinion, come to me because I will give it to you straight. I will give you all sides of the story off of what information you give me, and I will give it to you fucking straight. So when I say it, but I never go out of my way to say it. You know, it's only like when they ask for advice, like, okay, Everyone's being fake. I feel like I'm not getting good advice. Yeah. So, and I still won't say if you want my honest opinion. Only when you ask for it, you're going to get my honest. And I'm going to hurt you. I'm going to be brutally honest.
Yeah. But I get yours.
Is like, that a bad thing?
No, no, no. Because I think your – I get the way you're saying it. But I think the way – like the way I read this, maybe I just
– from douche live between, again, right?
Where there when you hear if we're being honest, it feels like when you said something, Ben, you're being honest with someone.
Yeah.
And then they don't like what you said. And they're like, oh,
that's the way
if
out.
We're being honest, oh, like, I'm about to, oh, okay, you hurt
yeah, when you somebody, hurt, somebody got
you hurt my
something.
Feelings, I'm going to hurt your, like,
that,
I'm gonna,
okay, that's a
great, I think that's how I'm reading it.
Okay, I back you up on that.
But I understand when you're just being an honest person, but this is a thing, somebody not liking what you just said and hitting them back.
But people should have conversations with people, though, right?
No, tell me nice things about myself. Tell me how nice I comb my hair. Something positive. Don't
you get positive
be honest,
affirmations for me, guy.
I know, but like, I'm saying, all right.
I'll get back to that. Go for what you got.
Number 7, and this is Josiah's. This is how I feel. It's my conversation with Josiah's all the time.
Oh, my God. How bad is this?
Just to play the devil's advocate.
You know what? Yes. Is that a jerk thing?
No, no.
And does that make me untrustworthy coming from me? Or would
no,
you rather
I think, but sometimes some people play that card as, I want to piss you off.
Kind of.
Because they feel you're passionate about something, and they're just like, I'm going to say something that fucking, I don't even believe it myself. Yeah. But I want to tell you something just to piss you off.
Kind of. Yeah. And me, when I tell people that, it's like, okay, I get exactly your point of view and I understand it and I respect and I'm your train of thought too. But when I play devil's advocate, it's like, this isn't to fuck with you, but you really got to look at it this way too. Like, do you think there's a right or wrong in this point of view either, this stance? And it makes for a better conversation piece too, in my opinion.
All right, cool. So number 6.
What you got?
I'd love if you back up on these. If you need me, you'd know.
If you
I'm not even going to tell you who would tell you. It's usually somebody you're seeing. or for you, it would be a female, any female in your life.
If you need me, you'd know.
Okay. Friend, family, whatever. Because I usually get that. We're like, what do you think? And like, if you need me, you know. I'm like, no. Like, I'm asking you, like, no.
Okay, true. Kind of. Like, that's more off-putting for, I guess, a guy's
at that
response.
Point, they're mad.
And you're right. Like, oh, definitely. It's more relationship
Yeah,
involved.
This is – yeah, usually, yeah.
And it's not even that. Like, I love when people want to be like, dude, let me help you out. It's like, you can't write the way I'm writing. You don't understand my mindset. You don't understand the workload I have mentally. So it's like, I appreciate it, but no, like, thank you, but there's nothing you can offer to help me out.
Why am I reading all these as negatives? I mean,
they all are.
But if you need me, you know, it's more like.
I would never say that then.
But I think they're just saying it because they just want to be right and kind of.
So you don't want to trust a person that says that. Which makes sense.
If they're telling you, if you need me, you know, I feel like you want to fight, like verbal, like you want to be mad at me or something.
True that. No, the only time I would say that is when my phone dies. It's like, if you need me, guess what? I'm going to be working one of many jobs. So if I'm needed, you guys know where to find me. But it's like, besides that, like, I want my phone to die. Like, that's all it is.
Go. All right, number 5. We're getting the top 5 right now. I'm going to say it again. Sorry, not sorry.
Oh, millennials.
Or the other way, sorry, not sorry.
I want to punch every millennial in the face.
That's just like you being a little a-hole.
No, that's just you being like,
you say it's ground and pound.
This should be a reason for me to say something mean to you, but I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry for it. No, that's called being rude, bitch.
Yeah, that's people, I guess, understand right, like, the original, how it came out, but people use it just to be
millennials, though, right? This is their way out? Wow, fuck them.
I think I've heard Josiah say, okay, number 4.
Oh, God.
I think I've heard you say this one. Hashtag blessed.
Idiot! When the fuck have I said that?
Hashtag sorry, not sorry, Joe.
I think I put hashtag best receiver ever. But
hashtag
that's
and hashtag humble.
No, right? Hashtag humble. Like,
I was like, I love hashtag.
More millennial bullshit.
That's all hashtag. We were like, what the hell is that? Why is there a pound button on your phone? No, it's a hashtag button on your phone.
Yeah.
No, it's a pound button. No, it's hashtag. No, when I grew up, it was a pound button.
Exactly. Okay. Again, something we can deep dive.
Oh, have our executive producer help us with that.
Oh, God, no. Because I want to talk about, like, dial-up phones and, like, you know,
well,
old school
phones. She has the age difference, so when
phones.
We tell her stuff, she's always like, what? I wasn't even born yet. I'm like, oh, never mind.
Yeah. All right. I hate that. I'm sorry, not sorry. Fuck them. Fuck you guys.
Okay, number three. This is the one where, like, you hear it, and this is, like, the complete opposite of what they just said. I don't do drama.
Oh, my God.
That means you are drama, because you just said I don't do drama, which means you're aware of it, and you do drama.
And again, the affirmation, like, because I don't, because I can say it out loud. No, bitch. Okay, look. This is the way it is, ladies and gentlemen. I'm a smoker. Like, I smoke cigarettes still. The first step of admitting you have an addiction is admitting you're a smoker. Mm-hmm. There's a difference between saying that and, like, I'm not about drama. It's like, nah, dude, I'm a smoker. Like, it sucks. So trying to better myself by vaping now, it still fucking sucks. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I know what I need to work on as opposed to the affirmation again. Fuck, what are we going to call this? Fuck affirmation? Fuck millennials? Anyways, so yeah. I look at it two different ways.
It's going to be
we come from the old school thinking,
though. Deep down in rabbit holes, we're sorry, not sorry about it.
Hashtag humble.
Hashtag humble.
Idiot. No shit.
Done. We title it. Boom. Done already.
What you got?
Number two. It's none of my business, but well, if it really was none of your business, then you should just stop right there.
Thank you.
Yes.
Read my mind on that completely, and nobody asked you anyways, and that means drama, that means you're a gossip person anyways, and fuck gossip. And if I do hear gossip, I don't like to pay attention to it, and I would rather go to the source anyways. Like, that's just the kind of guy I am, where it's like, you know what, dude?
They're just trying to start shit. They're trying to
get that more from men or women?
Oh, fuck. Go
for it.
I think
we can deep dive on...
I think this is jacked up.
I think
women within women, like between women...
And that's not bad to say.
And
women can fucking back that up. Yeah, they can attest to that.
I think because they're like, at that point, they're trying to start, have that person get pissed off something else. Because they're trying to start shit.
That's pretty much what it is. Drama queen bitches.
So I always have this advice.
Hashtag drama queen bitches.
I had this advice with my wife, and we had the discussion. Good. You know, because sometimes stuff comes up, and I'm like, how I play these games, like with friendships, relationships, family connections, I tell her, just worry about your one-on-one connection with you and that person.
Yeah.
If you and that person are doing great,
then fuck
there's no problem.
Else. Yeah.
If somebody goes that person, I'm like, well, maybe you don't like them, but guess what? Me and them are good.
Yeah.
And I'll keep an open eye and keep me aware of that person. But I'm going to stay like that. I'm not going to fuck with a relationship or friendship or anything because somebody said, I don't like her. I'm like, well, maybe you don't, but I do. And we're cool. And me and that person are cool people.
Completely agree.
So I always tell her, the best idea, just focus on that one line and one-on-one with everyone. Don't add more people because it's just going to cause more confusion. So
yeah, and you know what? Again, I'm single, dude. And if any of my girlfriends,
whatever, I was like, is any of those singles out there?
Yeah, please. Yeah, is pretty much the whole same type of deal where it's like, I would rather you not be a dick with my friends that I care about and let me know on the side, like, I don't like him or her because X reason. And it's like, all right, cool. I will make sure you guys don't hang out with each other. Yeah. But if you're going to bitch at me for hanging out with them, you got to know, too, that that's your guys' shit.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to choose a side. That just don't choose sides either, though. But that goes to what you said, too. So, yeah.
I feel that one, just when you hear that, just make sure you turn on that filter and know that this person probably is trying to start shit.
Oh, assholes. Okay, so don't trust people like that. So don't trust women? No. You know what?
No.
Fuck me. That's the title.
No.
Hashtag don't trust women.
Hashtag don't trust women. No, it was hashtag. We'll hashtag something.
You know, I have a beanie that says fucking trust no bitch.
Oh, yes.
So we can hashtag it trust no bitch?
We'll hashtag something. I don't know.
Millennials.
Okay. I just want to get to number one because this is the best one and Josiah, we're all guilty of it.
You can't go
a day without saying this one to each other.
What is it?
Not to be racist, but.
Idiot! No. I think you and I are good.
No, but we say it as a joke. Like, we never say it like
that. Sounds even worse.
No, because we say it as a joke. Because we say it like that one. We say the other one, not to be culturally insensitive, but
we know the lines we can touch and we can hit.
But we always say it just because I think it sounds.
We have to be that way at the office.
Like. Can you see? Because it's kind of contradicting. Because when you say I'm not to be racist, pretty much you're going to say something racist.
Not to be culturally insensitive, which encompasses more.
Yeah.
But we're kind of assholes the way we say things. I think even that sounds condescending sometimes.
Yeah.
But in case you know us, it's like these guys aren't assholes.
No.
I can be an asshole.
But for the most part, I know some of these, when we went through some of these subjects, we're like, I can't do that. Why not? Because there's, like, no way I don't sound like a complete asshole on this one.
I know. It's like, I say that, but again, if I were to say it, if I were to say something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, just out of context, I'm like, damn, if somebody just overheard me, I'm like, no, I'm not an asshole.
Oh, man.
There's so many.
Deep dives. Okay.
The best were like, I'm not a racist, please. Believe me.
Okay.
So I think that's.
Now, how many of these points on the list have you guys encountered? A typical day-to-day for people, I think, can relate in a certain way, though, right?
I think my day-to-day life, I'm about a quarter. It's some kind of variation,
a
but I'm about
quarter. You know what? Thank goodness at the office, we work with a lot of people our age or older. There's a lot of youngsters. You're right. I hear it more at the second job.
I think just because the type of environment it is, our environment where we work together is more quiet. And we joke around, and the problem is we do use that one a lot there, not to be racist, but it started off as a joke because we've said some stuff. I'm like, to be culturally insensitive. But, yeah.
Okay, half of the things I say is, like, I don't mean to sound sexist, but...
Oh, yeah.
Like, and I do sound sexist, kind of, right? I mean, especially this... Not even this...
So many things, but, yeah.
Okay, I have another podcast, guys, that if you listen to, I sound worse.
So, I know.
So, please, guys, go there. But it was a decent list, but I get why Victoria says... Or it's a good... Now. Like,
yeah.
It is a millennial list.
Yes, I think that's why it's more commonly used now in a way. I think also if you mature, some people can be old and not mature. But yeah, most people, once you hit certain age, you kind of try to, you learn from your mistakes and try not to use some of these because you realize how stupid or how just dumb it sounds.
So, okay, so your brother and I got to give love to your brother and Anton from the 2OC podcast. They're millennials technically.
Yeah. A couple of years.
So they probably deal with this. Does your brother, tell me he's not a pussy, and tell me does not say any of these. Bye.
No, he doesn't.
I will ground and pound him next time. I will force choke him through fucking Twitter.
I think maybe like if we're being honest or just to play devil's advocate. I want to actually ask him if he's ever been pinged or something.
What is pinged?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. If somebody can answer that question for us, that'd be great. Terrible. Anybody, we'll ask our executive producer. Anybody can help us out. That'd be great. Okay. I use the struggles real because I just joke around. A lot of these I use them as just messing around. All the ones I say on here, I've never actually meant it.
No.
Usually I say it just to be like ironic and stuff.
And the whole, if you want me to be honest, it's like you don't need to do it. Only do it when I pull that card. It's like, you know what? Fuck, you've asked me to be honest. So I'm going to hurt your feelings. I'm going to make you cry. I'm going to make everyone involved. I'm going to let you see both sides, even the side that you think is wrong. Even if it's about me, like, I'll tell you fucking fuck it. I will destroy myself to make you feel like, you know what, dude? You at least know.
Yeah.
The struggle is real. Idiot. So I can be hashtag humble.
Yeah. Hashtag humble.
Like, all these are so fucking, I want to punch everyone in the face, dude.
Yeah, but at least I like joke. Because like I said, we joked around with like, because I know it sounds stupid, so I always tell people like, hey, I said I'm not to be a racist, but so I, whatever I say after that, you can't call me a racist. Or the other one's like, not to be culturally sensitive, hey, take no offense, or not to hurt your feelings, but, because as long as you say but, or say all that before and then but, you can say anything after that and it's okay, which is stupid. So but that's why we say it as a joke, because it's so stupid that I just want people to know. So.
Agreed. Okay, man, we're going to end the show just about there. We got a few things to go through. But again, guys, if you guys have gone through the list, let us know what you guys think. Everyone that has jumped on board on our websites or Facebook, thank you guys. We're going to jump to that right now.
All
right,
so let me get you guys with all the places you can hit us up. Please ask questions, add to it, whatever you want. Yeah, because we love it. We want stuff to be added because there's stuff we miss. And this list, I know, is incomplete. I know there's plenty of stuff out there.
We should have asked a lot of these.
Cool. So you can hit us up, of course, on Facebook, Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes, the podcast. We are on Instagram at Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes. We are, you know, Twitter. RG Flores on Twitter, and
I'm at For the Villain on Twitter.
And also hit us up on email. So if you have any questions or anything too, just hit us directly with our email at deepdivesandrabbitholes@gmail.com, and we'll get back to you. And cool,
that's fucking simple, dude. Actually,
there's so many ways. It's hard. Try to avoid us because we'll be everywhere.
We're not even fully.
Catch me in cloud. What is it called? Skywriting. I'm gonna skywriting.
We're not even on hashtag. I'm not fully up yet.
Catch me on my freaking car wrapped whatever. I don't know. Anyways, so catch us on all of that. And anything else you want to add, Joe?
Yeah. Again, thank you guys, everyone. This is just a practice run. It's a throwaway episode. We've been brainstorming so much where it's like, ooh, no, that's too good of an idea. And it's like, it sucks for us because, first of all, we're trying to work on the dynamic. And the dynamic is fucking there, but yeah. We're more worried about like, okay, no, that's an episode that deserves to be on the launch.
Yeah.
And
so, yeah, hard to believe. Like, yeah, this is all practice. We appreciate all the comments, everything you're telling us about the podcast because it helps us. Also positive, whatever we need to work on.
It's and good. Negative. Like, we need negative too, dude. So, Eric Lynn, fucking, dude, you guys are fucking dope. I want David to hear a few of these. We just need more feedback. Like, you know what? That one was a good one. That one was boring. Again, these are throwaway episodes. Like, they are that for a reason. And it's not even deep diving anything yet.
No. So just
like what we have on our list are fucking nuts, dude. Like, do you want to throw out any of them we came up with today?
Oh, okay. So
do you want to tease anything?
Oh, what was the one we came up with?
We came
today?
Up with
stupid warning signs
that are up for a reason because
it's happened before. So there's someone, I'm just gonna throw one quick one, like warning signs on sodas. Guess what? People have gotten their eyes hurt. That's why it's there. So stupid stuff like that. What was that one about the rules? Unwritten rules?
Oh, fuck me. Okay, yes. Now,
we're going to do one about unwritten rules.
Oh, my God. I'm going to go off on that. I'm going to destroy it. Just destroy it. And I'm going to lead that one. You guys are going to know who's going to lead it because it's like, okay, who's more passionate about it? And it's like, I'm going to be – I don't want to say the hater of the bunch. But
yeah, we're going to do stuff like – yeah, we're going to do stuff about gentlemen – etiquette, first dates,
first date etiquette. Yeah,
yeah, we're gonna do stuff like that. So we have a lot of stuff, and that's just stuff we came up today.
We were
picking up lunch, so we have plenty of stuff. But we just want to keep practicing because we want to have something fluid. So when we hit what we consider our better topics, we're gonna give it a full respect that topic
exactly.
deserves.
Exactly. That's
so. But thank you guys for listening and just supporting us and everything we do because we're having a lot of fun and we just want to keep improving and just give you guys something awesome to listen to.
Yeah. Thanks guys for listening to back up RG on that. I'm not gonna edit a lot on these ones because again they're throwaway episodes for you guys. If you guys don't like what I normally do, this is completely fucking different. Completely fucking different. Yeah. And it's fucking fun as fuck, dude. So, all right, guys, we will catch you guys when we catch you.
All right, guys, have a good one.
Later.